What's your name?
My name is Andre Morzon.
And you're with what organization?
I'm with the Law Offices of Stephen Glick.
And you're the attorneys that are representing the Traqueros?
Yeah, we represent them in a couple of class action lawsuits.
There goes one now.
Yeah, we represent them in a couple of class action lawsuits for different things, but mostly for workers' comp deductions out of their paychecks. They're mostly truckers out here, like that one. You know, they're not even employees, basically. A lot of these companies just call them independent contractors. So by doing that, they basically offset a lot of their costs, and they just throw it onto the truckers. They even make them pay for their workers' comp insurance, which in the state of California is illegal. So that's what we came out here to, show them support, but also to, advise them as to, some of these illegal things that these companies do to them.
So are you filing a class action lawsuit on their behalf?
Well, we already have a couple filed, and we won a couple, for these type of deductions. A recent one was Calco versus Ivan Zamora versus Calco. And that was, I forget what the actual judgment on that was, but it was a couple $100,000. There was another one, Albio versus Intermodal, and that one I think was a $1.7 million judgment. So they work for different companies, so we try to come out, talk to them, see if they're doing anything illegal, and then we get a class representative, and then we try to help everyone out. So that's what we do.
What are some of the things that the companies are doing that's illegal against the workers?
Well, again, one of the biggest things is making deductions for workers' comp insurance. Your employer, they're supposed to pay for your workers' comp insurance. You get injured on the job, you have some sort of recourse. The employer is supposed to pay that. What these companies do is that they make the employees, these independent contractors, they make them pay for the workers' comp insurance, and that under the state of California is illegal. They can't do that.
Now, shouldn't the Attorney General be prosecuting that as well?
Well, I'm pretty sure that they could also do that. Why they have not, I don't know why. Maybe they just, it's state agencies obviously have a lot bigger workload. They have, bigger fish to fry, so to speak. So I don't know how much they've looked into the issue, but I would imagine that they could also do that.
I see. And so what are some of the other actions that people can take who want to try to support what you're doing and the Traqueros in general?
Well, I mean, I would think that the biggest thing is, just getting the word out. A lot of these people, English is not their first language. And, a lot of these people, whether legal or illegal, their biggest concern is, look, let's get food on the table. That's their biggest concern. They're not worried about, I'm getting ripped off here. If one paycheck doesn't, they're living paycheck to paycheck, and if one paycheck, just doesn't make ends meet, then, they're working 2-3 jobs, I think the biggest thing is to build awareness. Awareness is the biggest thing. We tell them, everyone at our office speaks Spanish, someone speaks Spanish at our office, and that's the biggest thing is awareness. Let them know, they can't do this. Just because they're your employer doesn't mean that they can get away with anything. They can't just exploit you outright.
Now, I understand that almost 100% of the trucking in and out of the port is independent contractors,
right.
And that they're not unionized, and they don't have the right to collective bargaining.
Right.
Are those some of the things that you're struggling for?
Well, in terms of what we're doing, I wouldn't necessarily say that we're out here actively trying to organize them, but there are a lot of these groups out here that we come out here and talk to, that we know that they're trying to organize them, and obviously that would be a very important step into, getting some of these people their rights. Once they get organized, then, these trucking companies know that they can't get away with some of the things that they're doing. These unions have attorneys, and, they would know that that's the end of that, so...
Right. So legally, there aren't any restrictions on their rights to organize or form their own sort of union, are there?
I really don't know. I'm not really aware of any restrictions that they do have. I would imagine that there aren't any. I know that AFL-CIO is trying to come out here. They're trying to get them with the longshoremen, trying to unionize them with them. So in terms of restriction, I don't think so. But I'm not 100% sure. So.
I see. And the Teamsters, they don't have any presence here at the port?
You know, I've been to a couple of meetings, and I have seen the AFL-CIO came out, and the Teamsters came out and spoke with a group of the guys, and I know that they are trying to actively get them to unionize. How far they're along, you know, I would imagine that they're not very far along. I think right now it's very preliminary. I know there have been some earlier efforts to unionize them. They've come up, as you can imagine, they came up against a lot of resistance to that. But I know that they are out here, the Teamsters are out here trying to unionize these people. So
what are some of the things that your firm is doing now to help them?
The truckers, again, we're out here. We represent a couple. We have actually a couple cases pending, six or seven of them that are pending, to get, you know, get these people some of their money back. They're being exploited. Is the bottom line. They're being exploited, and they have no union as of now, and these companies think that they can get away with it, and they have been getting away for years and decades. They've been getting away with it, and we're trying to change that. You know. Okay, there's a lot of resistance to unionization, but legal proceedings, well, then we'll take, you know, legal action. You know, we can't take any union action, so that's what we're trying to do.
Right. What are some of these companies that you're challenged?
Like one big company, two of the companies that we have settlements, or that there were judgments, was Calco Transport Corporation, and there was Intermodal Container Services Inc. So those are the two big companies that we had that we won some lawsuits against. But basically, it's I would say the vast majority of these companies are here doing the same thing, and we're trying to get these people on board, as many of these people on board as possible, because it's huge. I mean, they're all doing it. It's industry practice. So,
and my understanding is almost 100% of the independent truckers out of the ports are Latino.
Yeah, the vast majority of them are Latino. And in my experience, I don't know any specific statistics, but in my experience, you know, English is not their first language. Some of them are illegal. I don't think a lot of them. A vast majority are illegal. I think most of them are legal. You know, you have to have driver's licenses and all that. So, but being that English is not the primary language, and because they're trying to, you know, they're trying to make ends meet. I mean, trucking doesn't, they don't earn a whole lot of money. You know, with fuel prices going up, you know, they have to pay for most of their equipment, most of the gas. I mean, they pay for everything. And on top of that, you have these companies that are, you know, making deductions. You know, and that's the biggest problem. They are Latino. And that, you know, English is not their first language, and so it's very hard for them to communicate, you know, or to basically go to the company and say, hey, look, what is this? And they you know, and they don't know a lot of their legal rights. So,
do you think they're being exploited in a way that others wouldn't be exploited because of their status?
Oh, definitely. I think again, I don't know if it's because of their status, because I think a lot of them do have to be legally documented here, because they have to have a driver's license. But I think they're getting exploited because, you know, they're the first generation immigrants, and they're going to exploit it in ways that other people aren't. Because, you know, someone working at a McDonald's can be legal; they don't have to be documented. But at a McDonald's, you know, you get hurt on the job, you have workers' comp, and you're not paying for your own workers' comp. You're not paying for you're paying for your own fuel to get to work. But, you know, you're not paying for all those things, and these truckers are. They're getting exploited more than anybody else, I think. You know, so.
What are some of the things that consumers or the general public can do to try to support their cause?
You know, it's very tricky. You know, you don't want to say, you know, don't go out and you know, purchase, you know, things from certain companies, because this is the people's bread and butter. And if there is no cargo, I mean, these people transport. They have this economy going here in Southern California. You know how big, you know, the Los Angeles port is. It's one of the biggest in the country, you know, and they're basically transporting all the goods from here to the rail yards to, you know, be shipped out to the rest of the United States. It's a big part of our economy. I think the biggest thing to do is just raise awareness, you know, and know that these people, you know, they're out there, you know, day in and day out, and they're just getting ripped off, you know, and I don't, you know, that's a tough question. I really wouldn't know where to even begin. But I think awareness would be, you know, number one thing. Because if it, you know, if this is out there on the newspapers, and, you know, maybe you hear it on the internet, on the radio or something, and you know someone's friends or a family friend or something, and word gets around, you know, these companies are not going to be able to do that for much longer. So.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much.